Now, after the testing, he needed strengthening. And verse 14 tells about that. And Jesus returned, that is, from the testing, in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Now, as we've said, after the temptation, he was strengthened. Temptation will do one of two things for an individual today. It'll either strengthen you or weaken you. Someone has said about the army, you know, the army either will make you or break you, either make a man or break a man. Well, that may or may not be true. I do not know. But I do know this, suffering, for instance, and testing will either sweeten you or sour you, soften you or harden you. And it's not that God's going to harden you. He never hardened Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh had that kind of heart, and the only thing God did was just bring it out. Now, our Lord so identified himself with mankind, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. So he needed strengthening. Now we notice here that when he came into his home area, that he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. He was praised and complimented. And it sounds like a doxology here. You know, it's possible to praise him and still reject him. It's possible to sing the doxology and then to turn down his claims. The same crowd that sang Hosanna, that was wanting to crown him, one day, the next day, they joined with the mob to crucify him. The picture of the crucifixion by Tintoretto in Venice, it shows a donkey in the background feeding on withered palm branches, and then it shows the empty cross. That's the way it was. One day he comes in his praise, the next day they crucify him.